In the clash of two Southern California cultures, sushi aficionados and hardcore animal lovers, the animal lovers have thrown a hard punch. It is sport among black belt sushi eaters in Santa Monica, California, to see just how daring one's palate can be. Squid, blowfish, sea urchin. But even among ardent fans, whale is almost unheard of on the plate. It also happens to be illegal. A sushi sting began when the team behind the documentary film The Cove heard from friends in the music industry that one of this town's most highly regarded sushi destinations was serving whale. Last week, two plainclothes federal agents, one who speaks Japanese, went to the restaurant. The waitstaff brought a meaty course of whale, referring to it at times by its Japanese name, Kujita, at a cost of $60. The total bill exceeded $600 for two, with very little sake. The affidavit stated the whale meat may have been obtained from a Mercedes parked behind the restaurant. Samples of the whale meat were sent to the Marine Mammal Institute for DNA testing. It revealed that the samples were from sei whale, which are found worldwide and are endangered, but are sometimes hunted in the North Pacific under a controversial Japanese scientific program. Armed with a search warrant, federal officials on Friday went searching for evidence from the restaurant, including marine mammal parts, as well as various records and documents. The possession or sale of marine mammals is a violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act and can lead to a year in prison and a fine of $20,000. Officials said it is likely to bring charges against the restaurant, The Hump, for violating federal laws against selling marine mammals. "This isn't just about saving whales," said the director of The Cove, "but about saving the planet."